The 10 people are selected by the state Democratic Party. They include Governor Doyle's son, Gus. He's one of two members chosen at large. The other electors come from Wisconsin's 8 congressional districts. Longtime state Senator Fred Risser of Madison is an elector for the 2nd district. He doesn't expect any surprises during the vote. He knows the electors are chosen because they're loyal Democrats. But in olden days, he says renegades were not uncommon.
If you go way back to the beginning of our country, you'll find that the electors were very independent people, and they voted differently for president and vice president. The whole policy has changed quite a bit. The Constitution was changed, and the president and vice president run together, and so electors still have to vote for each one independently, but they will obviously support the team.
Over the years, critics have called for an end to the Electoral College. 8 years ago, Al Gore won the popular vote against George Bush, but Gore lost the Electoral College. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.